Good morning, podcast listeners. Welcome back to Quotely, where we unravel the context, history, people, and stories behind the motivational quotes that you find and post about on social media. I'm your host, Gordon, a.k.a. Greybeard Runs with a Z and Grey with an E, and here on Quotely, we are about delivering motivational and inspirational quotes to you every morning at 6 a.m. Why? Because I believe in fighting the war against status quo living and apathy. Apathy being a lack of feeling and devotion or interest about your own life. You may be familiar with the author Henry David Thoreau. He wrote a book called Walden, and in that book he said the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. Quotely exists to inspire you right now, this morning, to shake off desperation and embrace the idea of waking up, living well, and repeating that strategy every single day. Let's jump into it. All right, my friends. In fact, every day seems to present a different challenge, right? On Mondays, you're looking to get a kick in the butt to start the week. By Wednesday, you need a little bit of a help to get over the hump. And on the weekends, you just need some rest and relaxation to get rejuvenated for the week ahead. And that pretty much is on a cycle, on a loop, right? Every single week, we pretty much do the same thing. That's why this week, I'm dedicating our theme to work, career, job, because frankly, that's where we spend the bulk of our time, right? 9 to 5, 7 to 7, 6 to 6. Maybe you're working 80 hours a week. I hope you're not working 80 hours a week, but that's why I wanted to give you a week's worth of quotes around this kind of stuff so we can kind of unpack it a little bit. Here's your quote for today. Comes from Mario Andretti. He said, "If everything seems under control, you are not going fast enough." Now, if you're not familiar, Mario Andretti is an Italian-born American former racing driver, one of the most successful Americans in the history of the sport. He is one of only two drivers to have won races in Formula One, IndyCar, World Sports Car Championship, and NASCAR. He also won races in midget cars and sprint cars. This guy knows how to go really fast. He knows how to take risks. So here's my 2 cents on this, my friends. The truth is, there's a small handful of people that may be considered pretty darn lucky. Most of us don't have awesome professional opportunities and dream jobs just falling into our laps, right? Our success and our achievements, our goals that we reach within our career aren't necessarily handed to us on a silver platter. They are worked toward. We put in a lot of time and effort, a lot of elbow grease, right? And we have to move forward. We have to take risks in our career. That means we've got to go fast. If we're not going fast enough, then we're probably not doing much with our career. It's probably maybe just standing still or just not going fast enough. So I think, you know, there's some things that you have to think about when you are considering your career, where you're going, the goals that you want to put in place. Maybe you're thinking about a career change, a job change. Maybe you're thinking about a complete shift in occupations. You know, if you're going to do something like that, it means you're going to have to take a big risk. You're going to have to weigh your options, the positives, the negatives. But at the end of the day, it's going to take a risk. You know, if you want to make a move from, say, something like accounting or sales or finance into healthcare, maybe you want to become a physical therapist or a nurse or a doctor, then it means you may have to take a step back, rethink your strategy. You may have to actually start doing some volunteer work, maybe at a nonprofit, work at a hospice or something like that, and really get a feel for the work and the kind of organization that you want to be a part of. If you're thinking about ditching your career, and you want to start a new career in social media work or something like that, you got to start reaching out to folks in the community, folks that maybe you're connected to online, maybe that you have some social media connections already that you can start maybe doing a little bit of work for free. Perhaps you can start doing some stuff on your own, come up with something and start managing the social media strategy for that on your own, and start building an online presence. You know, start thinking about turning whatever your passion is maybe into a full-blown career. take a class, buy a book, start, you know, if you're a photographer, at least start an Instagram account for crying out loud, start marketing yourself. Instagram's a great place to do that, right? So all I'm saying is you need to take risks. It's going to be challenging. It's going to take a lot of work. You may have to pull, you know, double shifts. You may have to keep your full-time job and do all of this work on the side in order to get the ball rolling. So listen, that's your podcast for today. I hope you have a fantastic Monday. Hey, thanks for listening, folks. Remember to subscribe, rate, and comment on the podcast you just heard wherever you listen to the Quotely podcast. And remember, you can also follow me on graybeardruns.wordpress.com. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. That's graybeardruns, gray with an E, runs with a Z. All the links that you need are in the show notes. Thanks for listening. And remember to always push forward, always onward.